All right, here at Georgia State Volleyball with assistant coach Kirsten Gallagher. How's the season gone overall for the Panthers?
Fantastic. As of yesterday, we are 18-1, and we finished the season with that record in duels. And so the rest of the season, we're just going to be playing pairs tournaments. And I'm expecting a lot of wins in the future, hopefully.
This season, you're ranked 7th and currently in the polls, which is the highest program's ever been. What's been the key differences to this year's team compared to previous years to have such a good performance this year?
So we have 7 girls in our inaugural class that are now juniors. So they went from underclassmen to upperclassmen this year, and I think their leadership and their knowledge going into their junior year has grown so much. And they're providing a really good drive and example for the rest of the team.
I'd see this tournament here this weekend. I've heard it was a really good crowd last night, and there's a good group here tonight. Discuss the growth of sand volleyball in Georgia and Atlanta and having an atmosphere like this for the team.
Yep, this is fantastic. We couldn't be more grateful for our Panther family and our supporters. Our fan base has come from a lot of loyal fans and family, but also the big indoor tournament this weekend that's at Big South for indoor youth. And a lot of the growth in Georgia has come from our youth program as well. So sand volleyball at the collegiate level has really grown it at all age levels. And that's a big player for the sport in Georgia.
How long have you been with the program here at Georgia State?
This is my second year.
And what was your background in sand volleyball prior to coming here?
So in 2008, I went to the University of Alabama at Birmingham for indoor, and the last 2 years that I was in school, they had sand volleyball. So I started playing there at UAB and played in the inaugural match. That was fantastic against Florida State. So I was somewhat of a pioneer in the sport, and then 2 years ago, I took the GA position at Georgia State and started my master's and started learning how to coach the sport, which has been a really, really fun journey for me.
How has the impact of this becoming an NCAA, the sanctioned or official sport, helped in the growth of sand volleyball, not only overall, but really here in the Southeast and in Georgia?
Well, the NCAA sponsoring the sport now will give the sport a lot of legitimacy. So now that it's set that this sport is here to stay, I think a lot more teams will add, and it's just kind of going to boom from there. And hopefully a lot of teams in the Southeast will grow, and hopefully we'll start having conferences in this area, and we'll just have that end-of-the-year tournament just grow and have, yeah, just grow.
Good. Who have been some of your top performers this year at Georgia State?
One of our huge impact players is a freshman this year. Her name is Magdalena Dostalova. She comes from the Czech Republic, and she's played a key role for us, especially for being a freshman. She's gotten a lot of wins in the ones, twos, and threes for us, and has played a significant role for us. Also, her partner, Milani Pickering, has really grown this semester as an athlete. So she's playing at a very high level right now, and she's playing very consistent, which has been kind of a rock for us. We know what to expect from her, and we couldn't be more proud of her. But just pretty much everyone, we're getting wins 1 through 5 pretty consistently, and you know, it's a team effort, and I think everyone's doing a fantastic job.
And finally, discuss the push towards nationals. I've talked to several players, and that's a big goal for the team, to make the nationals and compete well there. What would that mean for the program to make it to that benchmark, compete with the best in the country?
Anytime a school like Georgia State can make it to a national tournament is just kind of such a significant message to the rest of the country. Like, we are here, we are ready to compete. You saw it with our basketball team. They played every minute, played their heart out, and we're just trying to do the same thing.